With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is threatening Canada with a 50% tariff on any aircraft sold in the U.S. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president is kicking his trade war with Canada up a notch in a dispute over aircraft. He said he was retaliating against Canada for refusing to certify jets from Georgia-based Gulfstream Aerospace. In a social media post, the president said the U.S. in return would decertify all Canadian aircraft. If the situation is not immediately corrected, he said, he will impose a 50% tariff on all aircraft sold into the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It could be days before electricity is restored across the South following the worst winter storm in more than 30 years.
Sadly, we can confirm 10 fatalities with this event.
That's Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves talking about the state's worst winter storm in more than 30 years. And Reeves says nearly 100,000 people are still without power.
There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of linemen, both from in-state and out-of-state, that are out working.
Some 60 warming centers are open across the state. But in Batesville, Mayor Hal Farrell says warming centers don't exist, and the roads are still slippery with ice. I'm Donna Warder.
Melania Trump capped her first year after becoming First Lady again with the global release of a documentary about the 20 days before she and President Trump returned to the White House. The Kennedy Center in Washington hosted a screening for the movie Melania last night, just one day before its release in theaters worldwide. The First Lady says the film offers a rare insight into her life in the run-up to the 2025 inauguration. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports more bad news for Britain.
2026 may be the year that deaths outnumber births in the country for the first time since World War I and the Spanish influenza epidemic. That's the word from the Resolution Foundation, and the reason is that so few British couples are having children. It's a problem that's afflicting most of the world's wealthy industrialized nations, both in Europe and in Asia. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement for a number of years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An unexpected side effect of the recent protests in Iran is that the government has eased its persecution of Christians. According to a report from International Christian Concern, the Islamic leadership is so busy trying to quell the general uprising that it doesn't have the manpower to go after believers as aggressively. ICC warns that this will probably be a temporary situation, as the government considers Christians a major target. To follow Christ in Iran is considered a threat to national security. This is SRN News. A new report warns the number of military casualties from Russia's war in Ukraine could reach 2 million by spring.
It says Russia would suffer the largest number of troop deaths recorded for any major power in any conflict since World War II. Tuesday's report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies came less than a month before the fourth anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The report said Russia suffered 1.2 million casualties between February 2022 and December 2025. It estimated that Ukraine, with its smaller army and population, had suffered between 500,000 and 600,000 of their own. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Apple's iPhone sales soared to a newly quarterly record during the holiday season despite artificial intelligence blunders that prompted the technology trendsetter to get a helping hand from rival Google. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.